Alright, what's up, Nation? Now, before we get to the show, I'd just like to leave a little disclaimer for you about the content of the show. Now, when you hear me say things on here, I don't want you to take them as fact immediately. I want you to do your own research, and I want you to decide what you think for yourself. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I'm no better than any mainstream news source out there if I tell you what to think. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be someone you can trust. So do your research if you want to learn more about a topic I've talked about and decide what you think for yourself. Anyway, let's get right to the show. Greetings, Nation! You just tuned in to another episode of your favorite podcast, Phenomena Nations, on 88.5 Crap Radio. And today, we have a few cool things we're going to be talking about, including an album review, maybe a little bit of conspiracy, and a little bit more, you know. Hopefully some fun stuff comes up. We'll discuss that. I've been doing a little bit of research on the interwebs about a few little things. So I think it's going to be a cool episode. One second. Sorry about that. I'm back. And so, you know, just some fun stuff we're going to be talking about this episode. And I hope you enjoy. It's episode 95, 5 episodes away from episode 100. Please go enter our giveaway on Instagram. If we don't have enough people, I'm not going to do it, but you can go read that on our Instagram. You'll have to scroll down a little bit on our posts, because it's an older one. Cat, lay down, please. Alright. But, you know, it's just a thing you gotta do, so. Whatever, it's about you guys play a game with me or something, I don't know. I don't think enough people are joining in, so we probably won't do it, but whatever. I'll do something for that episode to make it fun, so hopefully, anyway, so, you know. I just realized this. The anniversary is coming up soon of Phenomena Nations podcast. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Been doing this a week now since summer, once a week since summer. Episode 66 is when I think I changed the format, and yeah, it was a big change, actually. We'll talk about that third segment, but we're just gonna go and play a song right now. We're gonna play what should we play? Oh man, now I'm stumped. What should we play? I should really have this figured out before I start the show, but we're gonna play Warriors by Regular Gonzalez. I believe this song was also off of War Were Declared. We'll leave the link and license to that in the description. We'll be right back after the song. I'm Max Bichette. You're listening to Phenomena Nations podcast on 88.5 Crap Radio.
And now we're riding for
All right, Nation, we're back with another segment to do Album of the Week, our weekly recommends, if you will. So, now we have an album from one of my favorite bands, Psycho Stick. Now, this is their fourth album called Revenge of the Vengeance, which, I want to talk about Psycho Stick by itself for a second, for a few things. I remember the day I found Psycho Stick. I was sitting in class at lunch, and I was going through Amazon Music, and I'm like, oh, looking for something new to listen to. And I was like, oh, Psycho Stick, that sounds cool. So I started listening to it, and now it's one of my favorite bands ever. And my favorite album is still their first one. However, I'll be honest, it kind of seems like a, their albums, personally, I think they got worse. Not, over time, but not, vocally, musically, or just as an album as a whole. It's just, it's, probably impossible to top their first album. Now, that doesn't mean any of their other albums are good. Every single one of their albums is amazing, and I listen to every single one, like, 10 times each, at least. So, you know. And, like, that's all the way through, basically. And it's, they just put out really good music. I think how I want to rank them first, just for me. Psycho Stick albums, for me, would probably go their first album, We Couldn't Think of a Title. Second album would be their third album, actually, Space Vampires versus Zombie Dinosaurs in 3D. And then their third best album, it would probably be Revenge of the Vengeance. Where am I on my third? Third would probably be, well, I only have really two to choose from. Fourth would probably be their EP, the Flesh Eating Roller Skate, the Flesh Eating Roller Skate Holiday Joyride, or whatever it's called. Really good EP, Christmas one. After that, it would come Sandwich. And then would come Do, their newest album. Although it is a very good album, it's probably their weakest, seeing as, you know, it's kind of like, it's Psycho Stick's album version of a radio album. Now it's like, Megadeth's Countdown to Extinction is their radio album, but that doesn't mean it's bad. It's just, you know, it's just not on point with the other albums. Again, it's still an amazing album, and I would recommend you go listen to it, but, you know, that's just how I'd rank them. Alright, anyway, we're gonna review the songs and stuff. Revenge of the Vengeance is the first song. Well, it's technically a skit, but, you know, it's cool, a good way to start out the album. 2, Obey the Beard is about facial hair, obviously, about how the beard is the best part of facial hair that you can have, and it's a really good song. I really like that one. The next one is President Rhino, and it's about a political candidate that is an actual rhinoceros. Which is, and he's, like, different from, he's not, like, affiliated with, the two big parties, and, you know, just a, it's a funny song, so, I don't know, it's a good one. It's about, again, it's about a literal rhino that's running the country. So, H-Flat is another skit, is the next song. H-Flat is a skit about down-tuning your guitars to make it heavy. And there's no such thing as H-flat, but, Then 5 is kind of the it goes along with So Heavy. It's the, so they talk about down-tuning, and then the joke is the song is So Heavy after they down-tuned it. Dogs Like Socks is the next song. It's, nothing to write home about. It's a, it's just one of the, it's just, that's a filler song, I think. That's just, like, super forgettable, but whatever. Quack Kills. Oh, that one's, this is probably one of my favorite songs off the album. It's about a guy that's being, chased down, hunted by ducks. Yeah, he's afraid of ducks, and then they kill him and stuff, you know. Whatever. Well, you gotta listen to it. It's a lot more funny than it, you know, sounds. 8, Blue Screen, is about a guy losing his laptop. It got broken. And this song, a lot of fans of Psycho Stick, well, people who listen to Psycho Stick, I consider myself a fan, but people who just listen to Psycho Stick, I don't think, they listen to it because it's funny, but I don't think they actually give, such a big amount of props to the musicians, actually, like Josh, Alex, and, Maddie, because those guys, don't get me wrong, Rob is, like, the guy who keeps it together, like, he's the guy who makes it Psycho Stick. However, Rob wouldn't be anything if Josh, Maddie, and Alex were there, and vice versa. So, I think they're a really good team of musicians, and this song has, like, the best musical performance that I've heard on a comedy metal album ever. The bass line, that's probably the most beautiful bass line I've ever heard. And I'm not just saying that, like, that's actually how I feel, which is, you know, it's a pretty good, compliment to a song, comedy metal song. And that's track 8, Blue Screen. NSFW, which stands for Not Safe for Work, is number 9, and it's just the F word being repeated over and over and over. It's a good song, it's alright. It's not my favorite, but it's cool. It's a funny song. 10. Now this, not only does this album have the greatest bass track I've ever heard, or my favorite, at least. It's my favorite bass track. It has, I would argue, the best cover ever of a song, or at least a really, really amazing one, with Danger Zone. They covered the song Danger Zone, and just the way they did it is they kept it true to the original, yet added their own spin on it, and they made it so high energy and so well that, I don't know, I really, really, really liked it. Track 11, Loathe Thy Neighbor, is about nosy neighbors and, you know, just neighbors that you don't like, they're dicks. Funny song. That's another one of my go-tos on this album. Blue Screen, Quack Kills, and Loathe Thy Neighbor are kind of like my go-tos up to this point. And then, track 12 is another one I usually go to, not always, but it's called Awesome, and it's just about a song about things that are awesome. And, you know, things that are awesome, just give it to them. Just give them all the things that are awesome. Then, track 13, Choking Hazard. It reminds me of that episode of Beavis and Butthead where Butthead was choking on a chicken nugget. And, they tried to call the ambulance to come and save Butthead, but the 911 operator told Beavis to do the Heimlich maneuver, and she said there's a sign in every restaurant in town, so he just hangs up, and he just goes for a walk to different restaurants to try and find one for the Heimlich maneuver, but he comes back with one that says wash your hands, you know. I'm just explaining an episode of Beavis and Butthead,
But if you just go watch it. It's a good episode. But anyway, that's just kind of what it reminds me of. It's about a guy choking, and it's very comedic. Track 14, Fight to the Death. That's a tight song. It's about people fighting to the death for pizza and beer and stuff. It's funny. Bruce Campbell is about cloning Bruce Campbell and loving Bruce Campbell, and it's a weird song, but it's fun. It's a very fun song, Bruce Campbell. I believe there's a video of him actually listening to, like, Bruce Campbell actually listening to the song Bruce Campbell. It's pretty funny. 16, Dimensional Time Portal. It's kind of like the last track, really. The actual final track isn't, like, it's a good song, but it kind of, like, well, really it just plays off of Dimensional Time Portal. I'm just going to do the two songs together. Dimensional Time Portal and The Power of Metal Compels You are actually both songs. It kind of tells a story about a dimensional time portal that opens up, and like, chicks don't want to, like, do it and stuff, so they have to, like, close the time portal with the power of metal, you gotta listen to it, really. It's not as funny when I explain it. And then, track 18, Outtakes. It's just Outtakes for the Outtakening, which is it's a fun song. I really like it. It's just, it's not a song, actually. It's just bloopers from recording the album. Oh, excuse me. Overall, this album, I give it, it's an 8 out of 10, at least. Not bad, but it's also really good. So, 8 out of 10. Anyway, go check it out. Psycho Stick 4, Revenge of the Vengeance, on whatever you listen to music on. So, anyway, we're just going to go to a quick break. I'm Max Pichetta, Phenomena Nations Podcast. You're listening to Phenomena Nations Podcast on 88.5 Crap Radio. We'll be right back.
This is an ad for ads. You see, if you want to leave an ad in my podcast, that's great. It's really cheap. You can email me about a specific pricing, but they should start around 20 or 30 bucks an ad. So you get an ad per episode, and if you buy one or more, you get one free. So if you buy one, you get one free. You buy eight, you get one free. It doesn't matter. You get one free. And which is pretty cool. So, and there's no limit to the amount of ads I can have. If you want to add in an ad, you can go right ahead. Just email me.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to Phenomena Nations Podcast on 88.5 Crap Radio. And I wanted to talk about something weird. Now, I recently got TikTok for the podcast again. I deleted it a while back, but there's just so many smart people on there, like conspiracy, quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, that bring some pretty serious evidence for many, quote-unquote, conspiracies to light, and those are the people I follow. It's not like to, not a lot of funny things I follow, so it's not just to pass the time. It's, I've actually seen quite a few cool things on there, but, anyway, you can go follow us. I'm gonna set it up just a little bit more, but, I saw this video, about a, on TikTok, I saw this video about a YouTube channel. Now, it was called 2020 Vision, right? Now, what it was, now, I'm sure some of you have heard of this, but it was a, it's a YouTube channel that their videos were posted, 3 years ago. And, And you go on there, and it has a bunch of people that died in 2020, but the videos were posted 3 years ago. And then there was an eye that would close and open, and it would say the date of their death. And lo and behold, every single one was correct. But I know how they did it. My friend Garrett explained this to me. You can post videos in private mode. Alright, so technically they've been posted for 3 years. Which, you know, it's just a really weird thing to do. But the, but whatever. So you have these videos posted for 3 years prior, alright? And now, they would have had to have a lot of videos posted, but still. And then they have, how did they get their names and dates right? Well, you can go in and edit the videos, technically. So, like, before they made them public, which then they would be available to the public. They would still be posted, technically, so they would have been 3 years ago. And then they go edit them and then make them public. And that's how they did it. But it's still a really weird thing to do, and I don't know the motive behind it, and in fact, I would love to hear from you guys if you, were aware of what the motive behind that was, but, again, it's just really, really weird, and I watched, I saw the videos, it was legit, so, not legit, but, you know, it was an actual YouTube channel. And then the other video, like, the other channel that the guy looked up was 2021 Vision. And lo and behold, it's actually a YouTube channel, alright? So, and the joke, it was kind of a joke video, and then he saw his name there. But, whatever, it's, the point here is that it's weird. Why would someone do that 3 years prior? But anyway, after that, so 2021, all right, 2021 Vision. Now, I watched a video on their channel, and they're usually, like, really, really short. Now, you may know Lance Armstrong, the racing cyclist, not like a motorcycle, but, you know, like a bike, I believe. I don't know anything about him. However, the YouTube channel predicted that he will die May 14th, 2021, I believe is the date. In fact, I set a timer for it. The just the weird thing is, I made a bet with my friend Garrett, the same guy who explained to me how they did the 2020 Vision. Now, the 2021 Vision's videos were posted, like, only a few weeks ago. So, that's a little bit weird. But anyway. So, the 2021 Vision. In fact, I'm going to look them on Instagram. I'm sure they have a thing. See if it's legit. 2021 Vision. 21 Vision. Well, no posts. But they have 54,600 followers. That's really weird. There's a couple 2021 Vision. There's also Bruce Willis. And in fact, let's watch that. December 3rd, 2021. Now, this is really weird. Personally, I think it's, really freaky. There's a couple different, accounts, so, I don't know, whatever, but, still, the weird thing is that someone made this, and now, my guess is, I want to make a bet. I made a bet with my friend that Lance Armstrong will be dead on May 14th. Now, that again, that could be wrong. I could be completely wrong on that. However, there's no way of knowing until that day. Let's just hope he's not dead. However, just the prediction is there, and you can do your research too, of course, because, you know, I always encourage you to. However, you know, it's just the thing. It just is the thing. I guess that's kind of all I wanted to talk about this segment, but it's just a really weird thing that someone's doing. And the Lance Armstrong one, I'm sticking with that. I'm making a bet. I made a bet, but whatever. And next segment, I'm going to be talking about another type of... damn it, I forgot what I was just going to say. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Alright, I remembered it. Alright, anyway, we're just going to go play a song. Coming up next, we have... oh, damn it. Now I forgot that. Got it. Holy Pain with All Those Devils coming up next on Phenomena Nation's podcast on 88.5 Crap Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, I'm back with... that's it up. All right, so now this may be a shorter segment because there's not as much to talk about. However, I've seen a couple of videos on online and wherever, you know, saying that something is going to happen, something big is going to happen in May 2021. Now, what that thing is, I have no idea. It just said something big. Whenever I've seen any similar video saying any similar premonition, it's always something. It's just something big will happen in May of 2021. Now, again, I don't know what that means. Some, I don't know. It's just weird. I've seen it lots now, and I decided I'd look into it a little bit. When you look up what happens in May 2021, you can't find anything. It's just sporting events, concerts, and holidays. But I do remember seeing something about a lunar, which means like moon, a lunar happening, a lunar event. So I googled what happens in May 2021 lunar. Now, according to the internet, timeanddate.com, May 26th, 2021, total lunar eclipse will occur. You'll see it if you're in Australia, parts of the western US, western South America, or in Southeast Asia. You will see a super full moon totally eclipsed for about 14 minutes during this total lunar eclipse, weather permitting. So, the day before that the big event is supposed to go down, again, I'm not even sure if I really believe it, but I decided to just talk about it. Something big is going to go down on May 27th. There's a solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, or an eclipse, whatever, happening the day before the day that they're saying. I don't know, I find that a little bit weird. Maybe it's just someone being like... Someone trolling on the internet, but personally, I couldn't tell you, so, you know, it's just a really weird thing. I don't know, I guess it probably is trolls, but, you know, I just don't understand, like, what would be the point, even, you know, like, I guess to get talked about, you know, like, there's, like, office holidays on the 27th, but I don't know, it just doesn't make sense to me, like, really, why, I guess, well, I'm talking about it, aren't I, but, you know, it's just weird to me. May 27th. Let's look on the lunar calendar. Moon phase. Astroseek.com. A waning gibbous. That's pretty... That means nothing. That's just standard. That's just a standard moon cycle. Moon phase. So, you know. I don't know. I may be looking in all the wrong places if something were to happen, which I'm not saying it will, but if something were to, maybe I'm looking somewhere wrong. I googled May 27th, I don't know. I personally don't know. If you, is this some sort of internet trend I'm not in on? Chances are it is, you know, like, I'm not in with the trendy kids. I'm a lone wolf, really, you know, like, whatever. But, if you do know, just, I'd appreciate it. But I also read a few other things that are, like, something big's gonna happen on May 5th or something. I don't know, I don't see what's gonna happen, however, it's fun to joke about, it's fun to research, I guess, but, you know. I guess if it's fun, might as well do it, you know, like, It's like posting a scary story online and saying it's a true story, even though it's obviously not. I understand it. It's, whatever. It's funny, I guess, if that's what you're trying to be. Even if it is true, whatever, you know. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about this, get it all out in the open. Cause, I don't know, whatever. That's gonna do it for this segment. Otherwise, I'm just gonna be rambling on and on, you know. It's just gonna have no point. In fact, most of this segment was pointless, and I don't know why I was talking about it. I just wanted to talk about it. So, anyway, we're just gonna go to a quick break. I'm Max Pichette of Phenomena Nations Podcast on 88.5 Crap Radio. We'll be right back!
This is an ad for How About That A, the podcast, with the host, Lucas. This podcast is part of the Phenomena Nations Podcast Network, which is the greatest network ever. Do we have some people to agree with that statement?
No. I'm Max Pichette, and I approve this message.
Cool, we got the father's permission. Or approval. We're a podcast that's mainly about Canadian things, but who knows, it rarely ever ends up being actually Canadian related. I never told you guys this. Shh. We talk about everything to anything, so, yeah. Bye, I guess. Goodbye. Check out everybody's podcast in the network. Bye.
All right, Nation, you're back and listening to Phenomena Nation's podcast on 88.5 Crap Radio. If you're listening to it on the radio, which I sincerely doubt you are. Anyway, this is going to be another shorter segment. I have to get this episode done, and I've been slacking. And that's on me. That is on me. I apologize for that, so, you know, whatever. So what we're going to do is I just want to talk about why skeptics, and I say skeptics, you know, why they don't, believe in things like Sasquatch, or in a conspiracy such as, heck, COVID-19. They don't believe that, there's a little bit more to COVID than they're saying, alright? So, why are people like that? Why do people not believe in Bohemian Grove? Why do people not believe in any of these? Whatever it may be. I would like to bring my own theory to the table. Because I was thinking about this last night, you know? Like, I was thinking, how would I go about this? How would I go about explaining what a skeptic was? Why are they so reluctant to believe? And now I'll say this later, but so enough dilly-dallying. It's a weird word. It's a weird way to say it. We're just going to get right into what I was going to say, and the reason why, what I think is the reason why skeptics are the way they are, is because, well, you could call them skeptics. However, when you think skeptic, you think a smart person. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about close-minded people. So, now what I'm thinking is, from now on, I will refer to them as afflicted. You'll see why. Anyway, so the reason why people don't believe in these things is similar to an authority complex, in that they have a need for control, whether it be actual physical control of something, or just having a just feeling safe, knowing that they're, or not knowing, but thinking that their world is perfect and there's nothing else going on. It's similar to that in that aspect. However, it's just more of a I don't know what it was on the tip of my tongue, But it's just like a safety net, really. It's just not a safety net, but it's just a coping mechanism to feel safe and not have to think about what else could be out there. Just, all right, what I know is only what is out there. Everything is all right. No, that's not how it is. Now, they want their world to be this perfect little place where they only know what's happening. There's nothing else going on. However, that's not the case. Me, personally, the reason why I believe, why I do my research on this stuff and I believe in many conspiracy theories is not because I'm looking for, well, it's a little bit because I want to be different, but also the fact that I understand that this world is nothing. What we are is insignificant specks of dust going through what we perceive as time. Time is a relative concept. There's nothing saying that what we consider a second or what we perceive as a second is not actually what we perceive as a day. Like, in all actuality, what we perceive as a day is thousands of seconds. However, it all mounts up, and eventually you lose track of time, and that's because it's relative, you know, like, you just don't think about it. So, I'm using time as an example because it's such a relevant one. It's just, because it's all around us. We look at the time, how many times a day, you know, like, it's just a concept, and I'm using this as an example because skeptics won't think of it like this. They won't question it. Time is time. This is how I know when I'm supposed to be here. Time was created. Time is a man-made concept, in essence. It was used to tell at what point in the sun's cycle and the moon's cycle should I be at a certain place or be doing a certain thing. And that's all it is, really. It's that easy to explain, really. It's just a fake concept used to point out a point in the sun's arc over our world. And so I'm just using that because it just shows how insignificant we are. That we had to come up with we don't truly understand time as a concept. Instead, we just took and made our own set of rules. And that's kind of what I'm getting at, because it's just made up. But the thing is, you know, it just shows how puny we are and how much we don't matter as humans, as people. But not to be too depressing. However, that just means we should live. I just want to take a little aside for a second. Now learning this, you should live life to the fullest. Live every moment the way you want it to be lived. Don't waste your time being sad or depressed. To use that time, the very limited amount of man-made time that you have, and make it the best that you can. All right, that's my wisdom for you. But anyway, back to the subject. These people, the afflicted people, don't really want to question their reality. They just want to go on it, living what they know. They're not going to question Bohemian Grove because they don't want to have their world shattered. They don't want to have something new just come in and completely, whoa. And then when they do research it, you know, it's just, when they do research, their mind will completely block out the intake, they of course, they're reading it and taking in the information. However, there's a part of them, an egotistical side, an egotistical part of the brain, just completely blocking out that thought, that intake of information. So that no matter what they do, they've programmed themselves. They've deprogrammed themselves to not believe anything, that's out of their, that they don't understand. So, moon landing. The reason they won't believe that the moon landing was faked. I personally do. We had less computing power than a calculator. We can't go back. They even said we can't go back because they lost the schematics. That just doesn't sound right to me. Whatever. But anyway, for argument's sake, let's say it was for sure faked. Again, it's up for debate. That's just my personal belief. You could show them as much evidence as you could. And of course, sometimes you could convert them, and you could make them think this way. You could make them see the world in through your eyes, in a sense. But chances are you won't, because they've been told this so many times. They've told themselves this so many times, that they have started to believe that there's nothing weird going on in the world. That's just some fake conspiracy thought up by right-wing crazies. And in fact, that's what the media touts as well. Although they are complicit, I believe. Again, it's just up to me. And again, you could show people so many lies that NBC, CBS, CNN... Except, like, you could show them all the lies, and I've seen them too. I've seen the videos that, like, oh man, Donald Trump didn't go see troops in Iraq on Christmas, but in fact he did. You can watch a video of him there. Same with on they said that all these mainstream left wing news sources said, oh, Donald Trump is out playing golf on Thanksgiving and whatever. Except, no, he wasn't. He was actually in Iraq or Afghanistan that time, feeding troops. He was serving food. So no matter what you do, these people, they have it in their mind that they... I don't want to say they're dumb, because they're not. A lot of these people are smart people. But they've just programmed themselves to not believe anything out of their worldview. And in fact, I've changed opinions many times, brought in the specific information that was needed, because despite what the consensus on libertarian and general, I wouldn't say, like, I guess right-wing politics, the closest that a libertarian would be is right-wing. Although, as a libertarian, I do reject the left-right political spectrum. However, if I were to put myself, it would be right. Anyway, whatever. It would definitely be right. Anyway, it's just... They put it in your mind that anyone from the right is wrong, and that they're just crazy conspiracy theorists. Racist, bigoted, whatever. And if you keep telling yourself that, that is what's going to manifest itself. And you can't let a thought manifest itself unless it's a good thought, a happy thought, manifest itself in your mind. I've done it before. And in fact, sometimes I still have trouble with bad thoughts that just manifest themselves because I let it get to me. You have to keep an open mind, always. Always keep an open mind. I'm not married to any party, political party, or whatever it may be. So, I'm willing to take in other information. But, however, I like to do my own research. Because, it just makes me feel... Oops, sorry. Oh, I'm messing with my mic. It just makes me feel, accomplished. Proud. I'm proud of my work. Of researching. And... spewing the truth since 2018 on my podcast, but anyway, it's just the, it's just the fact of that these people sort of want control in their lives, and an egotistical part of the brain will block out any, because they've believed this for so long, you know, like when you get tricked, all right, so, but yeah, if you get pranked, all right, like, I can't think of a, an idea, but, you know, when you get pranked, you immediately, almost, most people immediately get defensive and angry. That's because an egotistical part of their brain, up here, said that it gets defensive, and you can't admit that you're wrong. The fact that when you admit you're wrong, your ego takes a blow. Although it actually doesn't, because people understand, oh, okay, he was wrong. Most people, anyway. But it's just the part of the brain will block out any information that shows you differently. You know? And again, I'm guilty of it, too, sometimes. However, I try to keep an open mind, and in fact, I think I've been doing a pretty good job oftentimes. But, you know, that's the, you just have to keep an open mind. That's my entire little speech here. You have to make sure that you're open-minded to other ideas, because otherwise you'll end up never really exploring anything else. You'll only know what you've learned and accepted as fact, and not what is actually fact, or is, or can also be fact. You know, that's, because there's more than what you know, out there, so. That's just kind of my little rant on that. Again, that skeptics want to have some sort of control in their life. They don't want to feel threatened by, something that dents their view of reality. That, I've had that, pent up for, like, a day, and that's quite a lot of talking I did. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is gonna be our last segment, I think. That was a lot. I thought, oh man, I'm only gonna get, like, maybe an 8-minute segment if I mess around for a really long time, but 16-minute segment. Anyway, we're just gonna go to, we're gonna play song, actually. Coming up next, we have, oh man, Girls and Whiskey by the Zombie Dandies. They are a French power punk band. Coming up next on Phenomena Nation's podcast on 88.5 Crap Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
You know what I just realized I never said this on the last segment. I want to make sure you guys know. Just because I said keep an open mind, don't go believing everything you hear. Keep a healthy dose of skepticism and open-mindedness until you can make a well-informed decision. Again, keep that in mind. Anyway, thank you for listening to Phenomena Nations Podcast. I've been your host, Max Bichette. Go check out our social medias at anchor.fm. Go check out, go to anchor.fm/PNPOD, PNPOD, to go check out some of our archived episodes. You can also do that on your favorite podcatcher, but that also has links to our Instagram and YouTube, which I haven't posted on since July, but still. Anyway, it's, still, whatever. you can go check out our Instagram at official_PNPN or go to anchor.fm/PNPOD, and there will be just a little tab under our name and description to take you there, and you can go follow us on Parler at, I'm blanking right now. At, Phenomena Nations Pod, capital P, Phenomena, capital N, Nations, the rest is lowercase, and then capital P, Pod, on Parler, which you can go to their website, that usually helps, and our Mixler, the link will be in the description. So yeah, that was a good episode, I think. Thank you for listening to Phenomena Nations Podcast. This was a fun week. I surprised myself with the level of philosophical thinking I've been doing lately. Anyway, for questions, comments, suggestions for future episodes, or if you'd like some merchandise for merchandise, or you'd like some ad space on this podcast, or you would like to have music from a band featured on this podcast, your band included. Like, if you have a band and you want to have some music, again, we're open to suggestions. Just send it in. We'll tell you if we like it, or I'll tell you if I like it or not. But anyway, again, if you are in a band or you know someone in a band, please message me either over Instagram or through email. I haven't checked my email in a really long time. In fact, I'm going to do that right now while I'm just signing off. But, let's see here. Where am I? I'm on my primary. That's good. Confirmation. Alright. Yeah, it just looks like no one's... If you did and I haven't gotten to you, please just message again. Because, you know, sometimes I just don't get to it, you know, whatever, but still, whatever. Thank you for listening. Party on. Anyway, don't forget to say no to mandatory masks, and party on. You just heard another episode of your favorite podcast, Phenomena Nations. Phenomena Nations Podcast is a part of the Phenomena Nations Podcast Network, obviously. Some of the shows in the network include The Poisonous Podcast, How About That, eh? Timmy T Talks with Luke, and of course, Phenomena Nations. You can check out any one of those other podcasts. Links are in the description. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. And say no to mandatory masks. And party on.